Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Kayla Berry. She is head of marketing for Fairfax Connector, and we're talking about the student bus program for middle and high school students. Not only is this a timely topic, since at the time of this recording, we're at the very beginning of the back-to-school season, but we're also going to chat about TRIP, what that is, what it means, a couple of fun events, and I'd be remiss to not mention that this is also Fairfax Connector's 40th anniversary. So, Kayla, a lot for us to talk about. Let's get into it.
Indeed, indeed. We've been growing for 40 years,
yeah.
And we've expanded our programs to support the folks that need it the most. So, do you want to get started with Student Pass?
Let's start with it.
So, this is a program that was recommended by Supervisor Kathy Hudgens, the late Supervisor Kathy Hudgens, as a board member. So, we created the Student Bus Pass program to target middle and high school students between the ages of, you know, 7th and 12th grade, mm-hmm. To get a free student bus pass. And we started that in 2015, my first few days here working at the county.
Dating yourself.
It was. I am dating myself. I'm a committed resident, yeah. And really supportive of what we do here, obviously. But we're now at over 4.2 million trips, and we've just got the latest report. We're actually heading to 4.4 million trips. So students really make up close to about 9% of Fairfax Connector ridership, wow. Right now. We're training these riders for the future. And we're providing equitable access to transportation. Some of these kids have parents that are working multiple jobs. They aren't able to access after-school help. Because of the late bus system, they dialed that back with the changes in the school times.
Oh, okay.
So this provided an opportunity for middle and high school students to pursue their dreams and interests and jobs if they want them, and not have to worry about getting home safely.
Yeah.
So it's been very successful.
I was going to ask you about, you mentioned so many rides, but that seems, well, at least for me, it seems like, well, wait a minute, doesn't Fairfax County Public Schools have like the one of the largest, if not the largest, bus fleets in the country? So why are so many kids riding Connector? I mean,
because Connector's cooler. I mean,
of course you would say that.
Not to, you know, be hard on our friends at Fairfax County. You know, school transportation,
right.
Because they are one of the largest fleets in the county. This is, again, they did the school sleep study. This is back in 2014, 2013.
Mm.
And they found that they needed to adjust the time so that high school students were attending later could get more sleep,
mm-hmm.
and be more productive, right? And then they had, because of the, you only have so many buses,
right.
and so many students that you can transport at any given time. So they had to do something about the late buses. And so they were only offering late buses like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it became very limiting for people who wanted to be in cheerleading or wanted to play soccer or who were having trouble in math. So this allowed them to access all of that. And the teachers, the counselors, the principals have told us wonderful stories.
Mm-hmm.
About students not dropping out of high school because they don't want to lose their pass.
Oh, wow.
They also make sure they have a pass if they're missing the school bus. They always have a way to get to school. They'd rather them get to school even late than not at all. So it's really been an asset for the county. It helps us to create customers for the future,
right,
riders
right,
in the future.
Right.
So they know and they're not scared of the bus.
Yeah.
So that's really the goal.
Yeah.
But it has really been a wonderful experience, and seeing the stories and the ripple effect that this program has on children and students. And it gives them a sense of independence,
right, right.
And an importance. And they can go places with their friends. So they can all get the bus together. And they get to use it year-round.
I was going to ask that.
Year-round.
It's not just for going to school.
Correct. It's 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow.
So... we want them, and here's the truth. You know, we're running these buses anyway, right?
Right.
So this allows these students to take advantage of that, of those buses. And like I said, we're creating that future customer. but they're also paying taxes when they go to the movies or they buy something or they get a part-time job. Those taxes are going back into the system. So even for those who are budget hawks, there is a real value here for, you know, this program for both the students, the schools, everyone.
Yeah. It's like you were kind of reading my mind, knowing where I was going to go next, talking about the economy, because I'm sitting here thinking, trying to do math in my head, which I'm terrible at math to start with, let alone math in my head, 4.2, 4.4 million trips, something like that. And my thought was budgetary impact, but you said you're running the buses anyway.
Correct.
But have you even looked at what the dollar value of these trips might be?
We always look at that. And obviously, simple math. I mean, it's $2.40 a trip, typically. But again, the board has been incredibly supportive. We go before them every few years to report on the program, ask for expansion. We do have a Metro bus, student bus pass. It's called Student Bus Pass Plus Metro Bus. And this allows those schools that are in these legacy Metro Bus areas on the eastern end of the county to access the same level of transportation.
Oh, cool.
But the board has always approved the budget and
the
they
county,
keep an eye on
county
it.
Board,
the county board, I apologize, yes. The county board, the BTC, the Board Transportation Committee. But I've had students come in and testify when we present, and, you know, there's like tears in people's eyes because they know how much it means to these kids. Yeah. And the kids value this program. And the parents value this program. I mean, I get tons of hugs from parents who are like, I don't have to be a taxi.
Right. Yeah.
And they're proud that their kids are being independent because many of those parents grew up in Chicago or New York where they used the transit system in those cities. And they want their children to get the same benefit and learn how to live their lives and be as independent as possible.
A lot of life values and life lessons.
Definitely.
Is this available in every public school in Fairfax County? Talk to me about the breadth of it.
Yeah. Again, every seventh grade, every 12th, you know, every high school, every middle school, every high school. And that, of course, includes secondary schools. They all have access. We also offer access to private homeschool and religious schooling. If they're a resident of Fairfax County, they qualify.
Okay.
They're taxpayers, and this is a benefit for living in Fairfax County. But with our additional programs that we've offered, we are now offering 12 and under ride free with a paying adult. So in Fairfax County, every child born here from birth to graduation of high school gets to ride the bus for free in one form or another. And that's a powerful thing. It definitely helps with congestion. It helps with environmental concerns. And plus it helps with traffic safety.
Yeah.
You know, fewer crashes. We have professional operators. So it's just really, I mean, our policies and the things that we've changed over the past decade have really been an added value for residents. So that they don't have to worry about their kids. But essentially, you know, again, any middle, seventh through 12th grade, gets access.
And how would they get a student bus pass?
Every school, we have an application on our website at fairfaxconnector.com. We have a whole student bus pass section, including the student pass plus metro bus program, so you can learn all about those. Materials are in Spanish and English, and we're going to be adding Korean as well. But, you know, we are out at events, especially back to school and pre-back to school events. We're always there, and we visit schools year-round. But students can go to their front office or a counselor. Different schools, they can do it at the front office, or they might have somebody to go to who's dedicated to this program. And they just get the permission form. They fill it out. They sign it. Their parent or guardian signs it, and they just bring it back, and they're given a pass.
Oh, simple.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we cover, I don't want to get off student bus pass. Anything else before we kind of transition to the next topic?
No, I think I've got all the highlights.
Okay.
I've shared all the highlights for Fairfax Connect.
Well,
we always
want people wanting more. So if they want to know more, they'll go to Fairfax
Connect. You're absolutely, go to fairfaxconnector.com.
Or fairfaxcounty.gov/connector. It's the same thing.
Both work.
Yeah. Trip. I want to make sure we cover that. Transit ridership incentive program. Tell me about TRIP.
This is a multi-million-dollar grant that we received from the Department of Rail and Public Transportation here in Virginia.
Wow.
It's targeted at individuals who are at or below the poverty line in Fairfax County. So, for example, if someone is receiving SNAP benefits, they're already working with the office to, I always get these reverse, prevent and end homelessness. We initially started with NCS, Neighborhood and Community Services, and the Office of Preventing Homelessness to target, you know, start the program running because they were already serving people who we knew would qualify.
Right.
You just have to live in Fairfax County, City of Fairfax, City of Falls Church. We do have a chart with the number of people in a family versus like how much they make.
Mm.
And they can pretty much figure out pretty quickly if they would qualify. And then we partner with, it's an interagency partnership. So, you know, NCS is able to receive that kind of information, personal, financial, you know, to prove that they're eligible for any kind of services that county offers. And so we have a website with them, and they just check a box that they want a trip card, and they apply. And if they are eligible, they receive a trip card within probably 7 to 10 days.
Mm.
That trip card allows passengers to ride at 50% off the Fairfax Connector fare. We are applying for a new grant in the coming year. The current program wraps up in July of 26.
Mm.
We still have another year to go. It's just been a 3-year pilot.
Okay.
But we're already looking towards the future. I think we've been discussing whether to keep it at 50% or to do it as 100% for individuals because of some other program changes happening in Human Services Transportation at NCS. So we're just trying to think ahead, stay ahead of the game, make sure we're serving people, we're thinking about people's needs, and being there for them when they need us. Because we really want people to be, you know, contributing and making it easy on them to get to where they need to be. And this even includes our partnership with the Fairfax County Jail. Someone gets out who doesn't have a driver's license. We want them to reintegrate into society. So I've been working with the counselors over there to make sure that prisoners being released are given access to the information regarding TRIP and apply before they even leave.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That way, we're helping them reintegrate back into society and giving them like a helping hand if they qualify. So we just try to think of everybody as, you know, to help them in any way we can.
Well, I assume since you're looking forward that the program has been successful already.
It has been. You know, if you think about it, the scope of people in Fairfax County who could potentially qualify for services from any of our county agencies is about 50,000 people, from my understanding. About 25,000 of those actually access services. So that's sort of, you know, that initial 25,000 is really the population that we're trying to grow in. So I think we're close to 3,000 cards distributed. Again, it's always a slow process.
Sure.
You know, people are transient. They, you know, they're not aware of the program. They're not trustworthy of local government, depending on where they've come from. So, you know, we know it's slow, but even Student Pass started out like 2,000 or 3,000 cards distributed. And then, you know, we've grown to what we are today. So, if we continue with this program and if the RPT is kind enough to grant us with additional funds, we can work to expand this more and hopefully spread it out for a longer period of time. So we'll see what happens from there, but you won't know about that until February of 26.
Marathon, not a sprint, as they say.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
We're on the County Conversation podcast. We're talking with Kayla Berry. She is head of marketing for Fairfax Connector. That's the bus service here in Fairfax County. And this is also a banner year for Fairfax Connector.
It is.
40th anniversary?
40th anniversary, September 28th, 1985. Wow. I was a freshman in high school. Not too old, not too young.
Right.
And we launched service with 10 routes, 33 buses, and 33 operators.
Wow.
Apparently, looking back into the history, our board at the time was very upset about the cost that Metro Bus was charging for services, and people were complaining about the quality of service they received back in 1985. Wow. You know, I'm not going to.
Some things never change, I'll say it.
Well, I can't say that. Right. But, you know, Metro is a good partner.
Yeah.
And obviously, you support all forms of transit.
Absolutely.
In Northern Virginia. Yeah. and the D.C. metro area. But it was in response to service to Huntington Metro.
Hmm.
So if you recall, back then, we only had like Huntington Metro and a couple other things. We didn't have Franconia Springfield. We didn't have Vienna. We just didn't have these big garages and access and extensions.
Fine.
So this was in response to serve that Huntington Metro location. And again, 10 routes, 33 buses, and 33 operators. And I've got something special to say. We have an operator that's been with us, not since day one, but since 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be interviewing him for an upcoming piece with Channel 16.
Okay.
It's amazing to see that he's been with us and he's been serving the Richmond Highway area.
Wow.
For so many years, wow. Which is where that all started.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool thing. But we've grown over these 40 years to one of the largest bus systems in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Mm.
And we're among some of the largest in the country.
Wow.
And, you know, we just continue to try to think about how we can best serve our customers. Right now, we are up to more than 340 buses.
Mm.
We have a workforce of over 800, including operators, mechanics, and administrative employees. And we operate more than 90 routes with serviced destinations in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and even Loudoun County.
Wow.
We have a route that goes to Baldwin.
Wow.
Our recent addition is Route 798. It goes up to Bethesda, Maryland, and it's an express service from Hisings to Bethesda. We're just getting that baby off the ground because there's still construction going on. But if you think about where we started and how we've grown, it has been exponential, especially in the past decade that I've been with Fairfax Connector and the FCDOT, the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. But anyway, we've designed these three bus wraps, and I'm sure people have seen them running around. They've been on there for about a month now. They're 40th anniversary themed buses.
Okay.
And one is kind of a fun bus with balloons and the big 40 balloons, and the other two are sort of retro 80s.
Mm.
And we've been partnering with Wolf Trap, and they've had several 80s centered
right,
concerts.
Right.
So I've been partnering with them and making sure they get one of our 80s wrapped buses.
Cool.
So it becomes like this immersive experience for their customers, and encouraging people to ride the Wolf Trap Express, where we contract with Wolf Trap for that service. So it kind of makes it fun from start to finish. And that was just sort of like an inspiration that we had to, you know, think outside the box a little bit.
Sure.
and give people a little extra fun, because, you know, we can always use a little more fun. But we are planning an amazing event October 1st.
Right.
Do you want to ask me more about that?
Tell me about it. You brought it up. Tell me about it. I will tell you, we only got a couple more minutes left.
Oh, sure.
So.
I can wrap this up. Chairman McKay and Supervisor Gurman are going to be leading us for a big celebration. Bringing operators, mechanics, leadership together. And we're just really excited about it. We're still, you know, in the planning stages, but October 1st at West Ox, we'll be out there celebrating and having Channel 16 there helping us out with some video. And hopefully we'll be able to share that with the community shortly thereafter.
All right. And I'm assuming that that is a weekend event, or is that a weekday event?
Wednesday. It's going to be a Wednesday midday event.
I don't know why I assumed it was weekend, but.
Well, because the operators, we're doing it in between AM rush
PM
rush.
Makes sense.
Because they kind of come back in the middle of the day. Some of them do, and they have a break time. So, you know, we just want to make sure that they, you know, we've got some banners up for them to say, hey, we really appreciate your service and dedication. We couldn't do this without you.
Absolutely.
And so we want everybody to understand, and hopefully we'll be sharing some behind-the-scenes stuff at Fairfax Connector over the next few months.
Okay.
So people will learn more about what goes on to make this system as fantastic and award-winning, and learn about all of our award-winning programs, because Student Pass and several of our efforts over the past several years have been recognized at many levels, including with the TAC, which is the Transportation Advisory Committee. They recently awarded us with outstanding service, and we've won several team awards for all the work that we do.
Well, I'm not sure if these are specifically 40th anniversary things, but I think you may have been doing them before. There's a couple of fall and winter events coming up. Yes. You wanted to make sure we highlighted those. So
yeah, of course. The first one coming up is October 17th. It's our Spooky Bus event. Mm-hmm. I know. Staff gets dressed up and decorate the inside of the bus. We're going to be at Frying Pan Park, Farm Park, for the their big truck night on October 17th. So we'll have the bus there. We'll have candy and giveaways and activity books and stuff for kids and parents as well. So we just want to make sure that we're connecting with people and giving back a little bit. In terms of Winterfest, this is the third year we're doing Winterfest. We're going to be doing it at the new Springfield CBC Commuter Garage. And this is where we decorate all three buses with winter-themed designs. Okay. We bring food trucks and refreshments, and other than the food trucks, everything is free. We have activities. We've got fun giveaways. Kids get to meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, and we have a sensory-friendly hour at the beginning of the program so that families and individuals with autism or sensory issues can come in the first hour and have a more gentle, less rowdy musical experience. And that's an issue that's near and dear to my heart. So we're making sure we're trying to be as inclusive as possible. But we really look forward to the community coming out. It's gotten bigger every year. Supervisor Les will be there. So we're excited to have him there for the event. But he's been showing up anyway. So this time we're just, making it known that he's definitely going to be there this year.
We've covered a lot. What can you tell me and our listeners about Fairfax Connector that you want them to go away knowing about the bus service here in Fairfax County?
Fairfax Connector serves as a backbone of Fairfax County. It serves everyone from white-collar workers working at the Pentagon or in D.C. at the State Department. It services people who are working at restaurants or students or, it serves everybody, and it's there for everyone. We want to make it accessible as possible, but we provide overall a safe, friendly atmosphere. Our drivers are committed and dedicated. They really care about what they do. Our staff cares about what we do. And our focus is always, we're not moving buses, we're moving people. And we affect people's lives. And we keep that in the forefront of what we do every day. And, we always are striving to do something different and better. It's a lot of hard work, but I'm passionate about what we do. I have a great team of talented people around me who bring their best every single day. And it makes it exciting. It makes it exciting to come to work every day. Every day is different.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Sometimes through my own devices, sometimes through someone else's devices, but it does keep it interesting. And, I just hope that we continue to be recognized for the hard work that we do, that we become an integral part of this community and families as they grow and thrive here in Fairfax County.
And again, if you want to learn more about anything we've talked about, student bus, trip, winter activities, the spooky bus, 40th anniversary celebrations, or just how to ride the bus and what it costs, just go to fairfaxconnector.com. Caleb, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Enjoyed the conversation. A lot more we could touch upon, but unfortunately, time is not our friend on this one. So again, just go to fairfaxconnector.com and get more information. Thanks to you for joining us on this County Conversation podcast. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, just follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.